Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Police condemn assault on officer in Indola. DJ Mablinda laid to rest in Livingstone. And in Africa News, Tunisian MP jailed for 8 months over post mocking president. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. The Zambia Police Service has strongly condemned the assault of a police officer by a motorist in Indola, describing the act as unlawful and a threat to the country's constitutional order. The incident occurred on Wednesday, February 18, 2026, while the officer was conducting routine traffic management duties. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the service have used the attack seriously and will ensure that anyone who assaults a law enforcement officer in the execution of duty faces the full force of the law. Mr. Chilavi explains that when officers carry out lawful duties, they act on behalf of the state and the people of Zambia. He warned that any attack on an officer performing official duties is an attack not only on the individual officer, but also on the people of Zambia and the constitutional order of the country. Mr. Chilavi has since urged the citizens to cooperate with law enforcement officers in maintaining public order.
While the Zambia Police Service acknowledges that members of the public may have concerns regarding police conduct, violence, whether by a police officer or a member of the public, is unacceptable and has no place in our society, the service has established internal complaint mechanisms through which citizens can lodge grievances. Oversight bodies such as the Police Public Complaints Commission are also available to receive and address complaints in a lawful and structured manner. Members of the public are encouraged to follow these procedures when raising concerns. We reiterate that any person who assaults or obstructs a police officer in the execution of lawful duties will be dealt with firmly in accordance with the law.
Former Kumbon Radio DJ Pascal Mlenga, popularly known as DJ Mablind, has been put to rest in Livingstone following his death on February 17, 2026. Mr. Mlenga made history as the first visually impaired radio DJ and presenter in Zambia's broadcasting industry. His appointment at Kumbon Radio marked a major milestone for persons with disabilities in the country's media sector. Apart from his radio career, Mr. Mlenga served as a senior lecturer in special education at David Livingstone College of Education and was a strong advocate for equal rights and inclusion of persons with disabilities. Speaking during the burial service, Kombon Radio Chief Executive Officer Lesa Kasoma described the late DJ as a dedicated and inspirational, saying his death came as a shock. Ms. Kasoma noted that DJ Mablind never allowed his visual impairment to define him and worked professionally like any other presenter.
For me, I want to share one of his own health to see you again. I'm very grateful at the University of London. And the way he came out was very extraordinary. And I asked him if he wanted to see it. And he did. And he asked me, number one, how am I going to do it? I told him, the way you operate your phone, your educational levels, and everything else, I don't think you can afford it for you. I'm sure you know. And those of you who have had the chance to see him in the company yourself.
And Livingstone Mayor Constance Muliabai described the late Pascal Mlenga as a bold and a confident advocate for persons with disabilities. She said his death leaves a vacuum in the district, particularly in disability advocacy and inclusive leadership.
And I remember when I was just in school, he was one of the first people that I sent him in the office and committed to work with me in serving the people with disabilities. I found him a very global man. And every time I met Mr. Mlenga, he is doing his time as a CDF member, was just as a Livingstone community member, to say to the mayor, no, 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 no. Can you take a photo? And as I stand here to say his life has indeed come as a shock to most of us as well.
Meanwhile, Family Representative Martin Musekwa described Mr. Mlenga as a fighter who believed strongly in inclusion and equal participation of persons with disabilities in mainstream society.
Mr. Mlenga was this person said, no, I will never be a successful fighter. Then he said, family, grandmother, my uncle, Aisha, I shall be a teacher one day. And please put it in the best thing for the society. Because of that passion, Mr. Mlenga applied to the Kuruma College of Education today, which is the Kuruma University, where he obtained a diploma. And later, he employed as a teacher and did this appointment as a member of the secondary school.
The late Pascal Mlenga, popularly known as DJ Mablind, is survived by a wife and three children. A civic leader of Munsakamba Ward in Mukushi District, Abiton Kunda, has expressed gratitude to the government and the Rural Electrification Authority for electrifying Kasansama School. Mr. Kunda has told Kombon Radio News that the development is a significant milestone for the community. He has since urged the community members to take advantage of the electrification project by connecting power to their homes.
Let us cooperate with them, let us work and Navena Pakotila. We are trying to watch it. The election in Galomba Kote, my prayer, my humble prayer, is Kuba community. Iri Angaya is a passport. Even the community also can benefit from the place. Each one in Galomba Kote, those who can be able to put a line in Mumai and Amyao, let them do it before the time. So that Pakusure School.
The Center for Environmental Justice, CEJ, says it is hopeful that the motion to establish an environmental court will be tabled and concluded.